GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
If we could take the audio of our off-microphone conversations during the commercial break and put them onto a CD, we could sell them and probably solve the problem of homelessness,
yep.
At least in the past 8 minutes. Wade Betters, who was the guest that you brought into SS7A this morning for GHRT?
I have the great Jamie Beck, the founder and the wheels turner behind Dignity First.
Dignity First? What's Dignity First, Jamie?
Dignity First is a nonprofit in the Bangor area focused on trying to help solve the problem of unhoused citizens.
All right. Just a little bit different than just solving the homeless problem.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot different.
That's kind of the catch-all. Oh, we want to help the homeless, but how do we get people under a roof?
She has a plan.
What's the plan?
So traditionally, the model has been to try and put people into shelters in transitional housing to just get them off the street. But the problem is that shelters and transitional housing typically have qualifications that you have to meet. You have to be sober. You have to have a job. All of these qualifications that a lot of people who are currently unhoused can't meet. So they're in temporary housing or shelters for a short period of time before they can't meet those requirements, and then therefore they are back on the street. We're actually using the Housing First model, which is a longitudinally studied. So over the last 20 plus years, it's been instituted across the United States, in other countries, in lots of different cities. And it's been extremely successful because it flips that idea of having shelters and transitional housing on its head. There is no prerequisite to having permanent stable housing in Housing First model. So it says everyone deserves a roof over their head, because once you get permanent stable housing for people, all of the other things can fall in line much easier. Starts with the housing and then wraps services around people to make them the most successful at improving their lives.
So what's the availability in your dealing with Bangor, Brewer, general area? I'm not sure how far your tentacles go out, but what's the availability of this type of housing?
There's minimal availability. We're working from the same housing pool as anyone else who would have the means to get housing, which, as everyone in the Bangor area knows, we're in a huge housing crunch. When you look at residents coming to work at Northern Light and the fact that they can't find affordable and adequate housing to rent, and therefore they're buying houses, that really lends itself to the problem of how, if people with means can't get rental units, how can people without means who desperately need it because, you know, they're living under bridges and in cars?
Where'd all the housing go?
Well, that's a good question. There is housing out there, but in a lot of instances, it's kind of clamped down on by the companies that own it. There are lots of stipulations that people who are unhoused can't meet. They might have had evictions. They might have a criminal record. They might not have employment at this time. And so there's a lot of hoops to jump through that people who are unhoused, there's a reason why they're unhoused and they can't meet those requirements. So it's not a fair level playing field.
I guess I'm trying to think, the audience is thinking, and try to communicate it to you. How would they pay the rent? Who pays the rent?
Right. So that's a big issue because obviously you can't get something for nothing. There are a lot of assistance programs out there. If there was more availability for housing, those assistance programs would be able to help out. But a lot of it will have to come from interested people in helping to contribute to our community. Everyone's heart breaks, and it's upsetting to see people on the side of the road waving their signs saying, I need help, I'm a veteran, I'm homeless. We're going to disregard the guy on Broadway that has the flag that says, I just need beer. That's for the benefit of the high school students, and that's wrong too. But back to the point of it needs a lot of community involvement. And that's a big part of Housing First, is that it's not an isolated project. It really is a community project of how can we make our community better? How can we improve the lives of everyone in our community? Because that leads to the stabilization of our economy, of our housing market, and it really allows us to grow as a community.
So if we solve this problem, we're all going to win. Who's already got the winning playbook? Whose playbook can we go to and literally rip out the page and then put it into play, Jamie?
I'm glad you asked.
Practice that, by the way. I want everyone to know.
Very smooth.
Okay, there we go.
There's a gentleman called Sam Tsembris in New York who actually started the Housing First model in 1992 in New York. And he has written books. He has done the longitudinal studies and said, you know what, this works in a lot of different ways with a lot of different populations. Not all homelessness populations are the same, believe it or not. There's a lot of different reasons why people are homeless in the areas that they are homeless. And because of all of the studies that he's done and all of the work that he's done across the country and across different countries, across our country and different countries. There was a huge study done in Canada in 2014. And so he's got playbooks for any type of population that might need assistance to get into housing. So we've got the information and the knowledge. People have already done this work. And it's Housing First is really catching on, to be honest. Even HUD Secretary Ben Carson is in extreme favor of the Housing First model. He says that it works. I'm not exactly sure why we're not continuing to push this forward on a macro level, but at least in Bangor, we're going to try in our micro level of our city. We really want to get this project moving forward so we can help people out. And on top of which, it saves everyone money. Did you know that between 46 and 53% of the cost of healthcare, of ambulance rides, of emergency department visits, of police costs is reduced within a year after people enter permanent stable housing from being homeless? Did you know that it's 87% cost savings for jail time when people move from being homeless into permanent stable housing a year later? That's a huge taxpayer cost savings.
Since Jamie came in with you as your guest, Wade, you must see the benefits of this because the Bangor police are cooperating with this is a private nonprofit group. So what's the connection between Bangor police and...
So we generally deal with a lot of the folks that are falling into the category that will really only be serviced by a charity like Dignity First, what we call unshelterable folks. So they've been maybe kicked out or banned from a shelter. They cannot obtain housing even if they had a voucher because they have an eviction or other conduct on their rental history. So even if they're giving a voucher, hey, we're going to pay for this apartment, they still cannot find a landlord that's willing to rent to them. So with Jamie and Dignity First's model, they're going to provide an apartment for that person to escape the elements, to make them more successful and open to overcoming their barriers, which will trigger a lot less police involvement and even, as she said, trips to jail.
Is there any way to make sure that we're taking care of the homeless that are ours? I'm just reading some of the emails, some of the text messages coming into
That's
us, Jamie.
Question.
And the concern is that warmer weather comes, people come to Bangor. There was some consider it to be an urban myth that there were pamphlets that were once passed out saying, come to Maine because there are a lot more handouts there than there are here in New York or Connecticut or Oklahoma or Nebraska. Many of us want to take care of those who are here. How do we make sure we're taking care of those who are here versus those who are from away?
So that's one of the reasons that we have a connection or we have a relationship with Jamie and other people that are like-minded in this cause, because we kind of all work together and we can, so the police officers out there on the street or other city workers can kind of make referrals and kind of maybe direct those services to the people that are local and that are really in need, instead of someone just showing up maybe from out of state looking to start over fresh and they go to the front of the line. We can kind of help direct those services to the people who are legitimately from this area first before it goes the other way.
Well, Dignity First, name of the program. Very simple question, and we have a short interview. What can people listening, what could I do, what can anyone do to help you?
Yeah. So our major mission right now is to gather enough money to start purchasing housing. So we absolutely desperately need donations. We're looking into grant funding and all other sources of funding, but we really want to have community involvement. We want the investment from our community to say, yeah, this is important, and we are here with you to help you purchase housing. So if you are able to, and we would absolutely love donations, we absolutely need donations. If you're able to, go to our website, dignityfirst.me, like Maine, so dignityfirst.me, and you can click on our donate button. It takes you straight to PayPal, which is a secure online way to pay for things. I don't have any access to anybody's billing information or anything like that. I just get a nice little email saying, so-and-so from Bucksport donated to your cause. Oh, yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
So think of Dignity First as not, they're not raising funds for, you know, tents and sleeping bags. So there is a place and a time when that's appropriate, but this is more of a fix instead of a Band-Aid. So they're raising money to provide housing for people who need it. And then I've said it many times in the past, although we appreciate, you know, donated supplies for people that are living outdoors, because that is a need. But we'd like to see some of that effort and resource go into someone like that has a housing first model that wants to put that money into housing.
I'll say it for you. Stop dropping off your old T-shirts and used socks and send us a couple of bucks that we can use to actually help get these people back on their feet.
I am Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
There we go.
See that?
Yeah. Nice 90s reference there.
How many people you have working with you?
You had us at hello.
Do you have a staff?
Not yet. We are so new that I am essentially the staff. No.
You're looking at it right there.
Yeah, this is it. I'm case manager, housing navigator.
You're looking at Dignity
everything.
First right there.
That's right. No, I do have a board of directors. There are six of us, soon to be a seventh that we'll be welcoming in. But they are my eyes, my ears, my grounding, my diverse ideas, and we're trying to move this whole project forward.
So you want to buy houses or apartment buildings, and you want to be able to provide an apartment for those who are basically unshelterable.
Well, even better than that, I probably am going to level some houses that we're going to buy property of and build new so that we are not investing our money wrongly.
And then this is what we want to hear. And then you're going to see these people get the guidance that they need to become, first of all, never back on the street again and productive contributing citizens.
Right. That is the supported housing model. It's not like we're buying these places to just throw people into apartments, say, all right, there you go. You have housing. See you later. Have a nice life. It is not the housing first model at all.
Tell the people one more time where to go online to find you and help.
Yep. Dignityfirst.me. You can also look us up on Facebook. We're on Facebook as well. And you can hopefully soon start donating through Facebook as well. But go to Dignity First ME for the donations and to find out more about us and Housing First. And then you can check out our Facebook for recent events.
That's Jamie Beck of Dignity First. That's Wade Better, Sergeant with the Bangor Police Department. And this is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.